Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and you're listening to the Peak Mindset Show with Mr. Motivation, Matthew Park. You must be prepared to take your mind where it's never gone before.
This is episode number 31 with the thought leader, Satyen Raja. It's time for the Peak Mindset Show, where each episode I bring you an inspiring message from the top influencers in athletics, business, and life to dig into their mindset, their habits and routines, and biggest challenges. Let's get ready to take your mind where it's never been before. Do you struggle with getting everything done in your day? The energy to start and end strong. Avoid distractions, stay focused, and be your most productive self? I've created a free resource just for you. If you're looking to dramatically increase your productivity, energy, and results in your day, then head over and grab your free copy of the perfect morning routine for ultimate productivity at MatthewPark.com. And get ready to take your results to the next level. I am excited to introduce our very unique and special guest to our show today. The leader for leaders, the CEO for CEOs, founder of the Warrior Sage group of companies, and loving husband to his wife, Suzanne. He is someone who has run many successful conscious companies such as Teens. He is a well-guarded secret, advisor, mentor, and confidant to highly powerful leaders. From an extensive background in martial arts to helping Harv Eker in creating Warrior Camp, along with many other high-level and successful leaders, he is a progressive, cutting-edge expert in changing beliefs, achieving a state of true power, real freedom, and emotional and spiritual equilibrium. His life-changing two programs include Accelerated Evolution Academy, a methodology that is taught to healthcare professionals, business coaches, and life coaches to make rapid shifts in success with all their clients. And the Find Yourself Journey, which are elite epic adventure tours of a lifetime to exotic lands for persons of influence desiring their next level of fulfillment, accomplishment, and self-discovery. Indiana Jones styles, guys. The Awakened Leader 5-day retreat for conscious business leaders to harness the power of sex, power, and money at the highest consciousness. You guys can learn more at thewarriorsage.com. With great pleasure, I want to warmly welcome the thought leader who's impacting lives around the world, Satyen Raja.
Thank you very much. Thank you kindly, Matthew, for that. I'm looking forward to connect with you and all our great listeners here and share whatever I can from my experience.
Thank you, Satyen. And, you know, you've got a very interesting background with many different areas of your life, from business to martial arts to many things. Do you mind giving us an overview of kind of your history of 35 years of over three decades of growth, of really personal growth and evolution?
Well, when I was a youngster, I was disillusioned with the traditional school system. I didn't have words for it when I was young. I just didn't feel a fit. And then I saw this TV show, Kung Fu, with David Carradine and then Bruce Lee. And I said, I was very weak and scrawny and nervous and not really sociable. And so I went, that's what I want in my life. And there was some depth of this Kung Fu tradition, the spiritual dimension of it, the consciousness dimension of it, that really drew me in these archetypes of warriors who had a deeply peaceful heart, yet they had this capacity to, you know, harm if they needed to, you know, in these movies, right? So I was very blessed to find mentors in that realm who were not only into the martial aspect, they were deeply involved in enlightenment and self-realization and becoming of greater service to others. And so I saw their example and I wished to become that myself, so I dedicated my life to that. And I dove really deeply into the martial arts, as well as all the many, many, you know, different healing arts methods. And that became a passion of mine. You know, how can I shift this person here? How can I be dialed into the best I can be? And how can I be the best for other people? So that's been my passion for 35 years. I've studied, you know, I've gone across the globe into the jungles of the Amazon. I've been into every remote places of India and sat with masters of in the South Americas, Northwest, everywhere to absorb, you know, to absorb. And I've created my body of work coming from really the synthesis of all that I've learned. And, you know, Bruce Lee said this saying, you know, absorb what's useful and discard what's not.
Wow.
So that has been my way that I've been living my life for these years.
Wow. And your martial arts background stems back for how many years?
35 years.
Wow. 35. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I started in Shaolin Kung Fu, mm-hmm. and I've continued to study. And my current passion is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is a very challenging, hardcore, intense training. And I'm very blessed to have amazing mentors, Master Marcus Soares and Benito Segura, who are high level, you know, some of the best in the world, really, of this art. So. It keeps me humble, you know, it keeps me from, I love the feeling of always being at zero or being at the bottom, being at the beginning, you know. In some areas of my life, I've been blessed to come higher up and serve very influential people. But I believe that a coach, a guide also has to have a coach and a guide. If not more than one, a few of them. It's been my philosophy, because how can I help other people if I don't have a circle of people that are beyond me? In their respective arts that I want to learn, to keep me humble, to keep me dialed in, to keep me a beginner's mind.
So true.
I believe, you know, I believe we are all teachers as well as students. And if we just stay on one side, we're imbalanced.
Wow, that is such a good lesson. So in your development as an entrepreneur, because you mentioned, I mentioned to you at the beginning when we were starting about conscious companies, which I just love that terminology. What was the age you were when you first had your first company?
Well, you know, I started off in my parents' businesses. You know, my parents have been serial entrepreneurs, and my whole father's side have been serial entrepreneurs for generations, you know, coming from an East Indian background. And my mother's side are all social reformers, Gandhians, you know, of the Gandhi philosophy, doctors, social workers, just people who help humanity. And sometimes those conflict, the values conflict of training business for growth and attainment, and then making a difference in other people. So I had to find a way to bring and merge these. And it wasn't easy. But I started when I was 17. I became a shiatsu therapist. Shiatsu is a form of Japanese body work, acupuncture without needles. And then I dove into shiatsu acupuncture. And that was my first personal business, was holding a therapy clinic. When I was 18, I was doing martial arts in the evening, learning and teaching. But in the daytime, I had a lot of free time. So I dedicated myself to that. And that was my first business. And I realized the whole essence of it was service. That if I was to serve far more beyond than what I can gain myself, what can I do not only to help this person for today, but to give them a lifelong value? So what can I do to give them education, understanding, inspiration, insight, awakening? And having that dedication, my it just started booming my business. And I learned how to fill my clinic 8 months in advance, fully packed.
Wow.
The waiting list was 8 months at one time, was what I grew it to. And I attribute it to the things I had studied and implemented. But I think the number one thing is a passion for your clients, a passion, not just to see what you can gain. We all know this, right? In my work, I talk about three stages of growth. First stage is me. So the fulfilling the ego, fulfilling what my personal desires are. That's great. You know, like the hierarchy of needs of Maslow, that's healthy and good. And then we grow into the second stage, which is we know we can create for ourselves. We feel it's no longer as exciting as it used to be because our hearts are opening. Mm-hmm. If you're conscious, You're more involved in awakening. You're more involved in growing yourself as a being. There's going to be a time where trying to fill your own coffers is not going to cut it at a soul level of fulfillment. It just simply won't. That's when we're ready to make a consciousness shift into another gear. And I call that the second stage. And the second stage is where we work on we, not just me, but we, win-win. How can I serve you? How can you serve me? How can we have fair exchange? How can I value add to your life? How can you value add to my life? All these foundational principles of value that so many great speakers and business people have been talking about for years, right? But to me, we can do that long enough, and even that would become not as satisfying as it used to after a while. And I feel some of us have come to that place. And we're ready for this third stage of evolution, which to me is, what is my destiny to fulfill? There's me, we, and then there's the greater whole. What am I here to do so that I live, love, and die completely without regret?
Wow.
That's the piercing question which initiates us into this third stage. And so that's been what my life is about right now, and also helping other successful entrepreneurs and leaders face their destiny. Because at this stage in life, this stage in history, we need all leaders to be really on full cylinders, body, mind, heart, and soul, not just one component of wealth creation, but we need wealth creation for the sake of all beings, or else we're walking down the path of self-destruction. You know?
So now, you know, this is a very unique concept, Satyan, and I want to ask you, do you feel that your martial arts have contributed to the development that you're talking about with, you know, your business and being an entrepreneur? Because this is very unique stuff that I don't hear many entrepreneurs talking about really ever.
Absolutely. For me, martial arts, you know, my teachers, I've been blessed to have very profound teachers who were demonstrations. They weren't just talking, right? Because, you know, you're a health expert, you're a fitness expert. You know that we can talk the talk, but until you get and you get into the gym, that takes discipline. That takes a mindset. That takes a way of being rather than just a set of small habits. It's a way of being. You're deciding to be and live into the full spectrum of what you wish. I've come to realize for myself that as an entrepreneur, look, I've attained my own success in my own life. You know, this is a beautiful thing in my life. You know, I don't have to work if I don't want to. You know, I do it because it's like, if I'm not making a difference, then my soul starts to wither away. How much more shit can I buy? How much more vacations or stuff can I have to distract me from my soul's deepest calling?
Wow, that's huge.
Right? To me, there's so many distractions on this path. But entrepreneurs, we have a special power. We're the modern day warriors. We wish to create our own reality within us, all entrepreneurs. We wish to be able to have mastery of our own time, our own decisions, our own choices. We want to create the lifestyle we want, not just for ego, but because we're cut that way. We're more leaders than we are followers. Right?
Totally. 100%.
After we've led ourselves for a few years and we are able to fulfill our personal needs to a certain degree, we can fulfill our wants. You know, there's needs, which are the basics, right? Food, water, shelter, clothing, all of that stuff, taking care of family. Then there's wants. Hey, I'd love to have a nice house, a nice car. I'd love to have vacations. I'd love to have time experience. I'd love to do nothing and be able to have that. And then there's what we're meant to be. And what we're meant to be is the spiritual soul dimension of reckoning. Some may call it, some come through it through religious orientation. Some come through it just through dissatisfaction of life. Some of us come through it through satisfaction. We've got enough. We've got what we want. And we're happy now. And we're settled into that for a while. And then there's this stir within. A dissatisfaction still. And we can eat, we can do drugs, we can drink, we can fuck our brains out, we can do whatever the hell we want. But that itch won't get fulfilled until we transform it into a gift of giving. A gift of giving.
So interesting. So when you take someone through these three steps, is that your one of your programs?
Yes. So it's embedded in all my programs, but I have my Awaken Leader Intensive, and that's where I take leaders. And from my discoveries and looking at all the areas where leaders and successful people screw up, three main areas: sex and relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Money and wealth, right? There's people making lots of money, but there's not enough to show. There's people not making lots of money, but there's lots to show. So what's the reality? And then power and influence. So these three energies, these three powers that we have as an entrepreneur, sex, power, and money, they can be unconscious, and they could be controlling our life from imprints that we've got from our past. I mean, look, we've even had presidents, prime ministers, we've had great leaders almost topple or have toppled because of one of these or a combination of these things that they've been doing from their ego, sex, power, and money. Great athletes we've seen topple because they didn't have these energies connected to their wisdom. So at the Awakened Leader Retreat, my particular skill with my wife, Suzanne, is we're able to dial in on everyone's unique strengths in those dimensions as a leader. And we can also see where their kinks are, where their shadow is another way of calling it.
Okay. So, Satyen, a quick question, and this is probably like a big question to answer right now, because it's probably all in your 5-day retreat, but in a nutshell, what would you tell somebody who's struggling in their business or their life with having a problem, with sex or the temptation of sex, with, money and wealth and power? Like, what do you tell somebody who's struggling, in a nutshell, like that sort of area?
Well, the first thing is that we got to get it out of the shadows. That's the first step, right? We got to get into the realm of truth, because we can't grow unless we're truthful and full with truth. And the challenge is these three areas: our sexuality and relationships, our money and our power and wealth. And we've got all these unconscious imprints. Some of us try to get money and power and wealth because we feel that we're still trying to appease our father figure or our mother figure in our life, right? We're drawn to we're drawn to more prominence, but we have a background inside of us and we've got a conflict. So some of us entrepreneurs have hit a conflict place where it's like, and I had this for a long time, which is, I'd like to remain small. I don't want to get out in the world too much. I don't want to be too well known. I like making my money, what I'm doing, taking care of my family, enjoying my personal time, versus the other part inside, which is, hey, I want to make a bigger contribution. I know I need to be more prominent. I know I need to get out there and be more prominent and express more of what I have to offer. So this conflict I used to have for a long time of staying small versus prominent and large. That's what keeps many entrepreneurs stuck in a cycle of gain and loss. Gain and loss. It happens in relationship. We've got these unconscious polarities or dualities that antagonize us within ourselves. I'd love to remain in my relationship and love my family and love all that, versus I got so much life force. I want to go out there and conquer the world. I want to do big things. And that comes with a raise in sexual energy.
So is it channeling that energy then? Satyen,
yes.
Is the key? Okay. I see. Okay. Okay.
Yes. First of all, it's purifying it, detaching it, and purifying it from these imprints we have when we were young of what these old things mean to us. Power, influence, being of control. Another duality, polarity that many entrepreneurs and successful people have or are facing internally as a demon is control versus surrender. Right? Should I just relax and let be and enjoy life more, let it unfold more, which is what some Eastern teachings and philosophies and chill philosophies say, versus some other philosophies, self-help, Tony Robbins. Hey, you know, like, just make it no matter what, you know, climb the mountain, face your fears, bust down the barriers. So there's value and wisdom in both those sides. Which one should you take? Most of us leaders are taking the ones, the, you know, this side or this side, based on something not working with us. So it's reactive.
Right.
It's not choiceful. It's not based from our wisdom.
Interesting. So now, when you say reactive, what are things you teach people to become less reactive and more proactive?
It's a really good point here. One of the main principles is this principle called lowering importance. Lowering importance. And what lowering importance sounds paradoxical, because in some methods of self-help, it's like, hey, come on, you got to raise the importance. You got to make it so it's your burning desire and there's nothing else left. Here's the thing. I've seen and I've applied that approach, and I've seen the top, if you will, consciousness leaders share about that approach, and they go for it. And then later on, there's a backfiring. They drop the anvil on their foot. They lose their wife. They lose their children. They get divorced. Some illness happens. Some bullshit happens in their life because they were so driven in one area of financial fulfillment or something. You've seen it in the bodybuilding world where you could be gung-ho amazing here, but in another area of your life, you may be not in equilibrium. It has to, right?
Equilibrium, that's a great point. Good one.
So the way to bring oneself into equilibrium is to see, where have I invested far more importance on something? Okay, so I want a goal. My goal is $1 million. And I go, man, I got to do it. And I got to do it. I got to push it. And I got to push it. And you do it. You do great. You're growing, but then you burn out. You get headaches, get exhausted. You're on the road, start eating crappy food. It starts adding up week after week. You feel more sluggish. You know, all of these things add up over a period of time. So there's balancing forces that get generated and stirred up when one is excessive in any one direction.
Oh, I see. That's a good point. Oh, okay.
So this is what I've learned from martial arts and the way of the Tao, the way of the ancients, is that there's ways to lower the importance. So for example, if I have a goal, I create the goal, I go for it. But paradoxically, this may sound strange to some, but I lower the importance on it. I stay focused and I do all the practices, all the details, all the action steps I need to move towards that goal. But emotionally, I lower the importance on it. I dial it down. Now, here's what happens. Paradoxically, the goal gets attained way faster with peace of mind and clarity.
Huh.
I've taken guys who've got $5 million companies and brought them up to $50 million companies in less than 2 years based on this approach of training themselves and their leaders in these mindset approaches and these methods where we can attain far more. It's like Bruce Lee's philosophy or Archimedes, the idea of how long, if you have a lever long enough, you don't need force. You just need to apply it in the right way. And then creates the most amount of shift.
Can I have a question for you? Because now my mind is coming with a lot of like excitement right now, and that's probably not good as being reactive. So I want to pull it in. And okay, for someone in their life, like take that person that came to you as an entrepreneur who was at 5 million and they want to go to 50 million. And I could even put it to the bodybuilder who wants to go on stage next year and wants to lose, you know, 30 pounds. And they're struggling. Okay. They're financially struggling. They're in the relationship is kind of like, it's okay. The business wise, they aren't sure. What do you tell somebody? Like you mentioned about lowering the importance, which was very interesting. How do you start somebody in that process to get them to that, where they are, to where they should be in a time frame?
Okay. Really good question. The first thing I start off with is I do a real truth inventory. That's the first thing. And I look at these four quadrants: faith, family, finance, and fitness. Faith meaning belief in oneself, belief in the organizing force of the universe, belief in God, belief in truth, belief in, can I do it? So self-belief and bigger belief in the bigger picture. So faith, some of us are strong in that. Some of us are okay. Some of us have been crushed. We've had defeats in our life and we don't feel much faith. And if you don't have that, then it's hard to get everything going, right? So there's faith. Finance is not how rich we are. For me, money has one purpose, and that's to purchase life experiences. That's the only purpose of money for me, is to purchase life experiences that you can't get without money.
So question, sorry, Satya, to cut you off, but yes. I want to get clarity. So if someone financially is having an issue, is it because they're putting too much importance on that and stress triggers, which is causing them to fall back more, and they aren't putting the emphasis on life experiences?
Yes, that's part of it. Okay. So money and finances, there's four quadrants to it: earning, saving, spending, and investing.
Okay.
Earning, saving, spending, and investing.
Okay.
Some of us have to focus on earning.
Right.
Some of us are doing well with earning, but we got to focus better on saving. Some of us have earning this, but we're not spending well. We're spending beyond our means, beyond our measure, because there's some part of us that feels, I want to look like that. I want to have this car. I want to have that lifestyle, before you have actually earned the units of energy and truth to manifest that yourself. So you're borrowing from your future self to attain a lifestyle in the now, but it's based on debt. And when it's based on debt, it has a balancing force. It'll show up in either one of the F's. It'll be a detriment in your family life. There'll be stress and tension with your partner. Your fights over money, fights over paying the bills, although you may look like it nice on one way. So faith, family, finance, and fitness, they're intertwined. They're parts of a rope, and you can't have one without the other. I experienced this myself. That's why I'm telling you. You know, I grew a multi-million dollar company. I was growing it very strong, you know, doing many, many events per year with a great team. And here I am, you know, serving lots of people. This is years ago. But then my wife's like, where are you for us and the kids? Where are you for us and the kids? I almost lost my wife, you know, because I was being a superstar, rock star lifestyle for the world, and I wasn't tending to my own backyard.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So that's duplicity, you know? That's like bullshit. So luckily I had a mentor who called me out on it. Even my own wife, even though she told me I just said, one day I'll come back to balance. One day I need to do this now. It's because it was my unconscious desire for fame, reputation. I wanted to be seen as a somebody, and that drove me beyond my balance.
Wow.
So I had learned to come back to home. Now my clients, and you know, this way of living is not as rock star oriented, but it comes with wisdom. It comes with health, you know?
What did you have to do in that? Like many years ago, what did you have to do, Satyan, that was the trigger that transferred everything probably from where you were to where you wanted to go? What did you have to do?
Well, I was, Suzanne and I, my wife, were giving a retreat in Hawaii to couples. And I almost drowned in the ocean. I had done some stupid move and I went really far out. And this is pretty heavy waves. I like swimming. And I almost died, long story short. And it was after I came back it was a miracle I made it back onto the shore. It was a tremendous miracle, really, that I made it back. It was like the ocean brought me back. It was like my wife brought me back. And I just looked at my life and I went, you know what? My kids are, you know, I still have a few years before they grow up and leave and be on their own. I saw my wife's face and I saw the success I had, and I just started reorienting around what was most valuable to me. And I don't think people need to face death to do that. I think they just need to get a sobering kick in the ass from someone who loves them enough. And we need to have enough humility and willingness to listen to our loved ones, listen to our family. If we are out of balance in some way, if we're just climbing one particular area, but it's out of our ego rather than our truth. And I think it's valuable. I have mentors. And so I saw my mentors and they went, yep, they saw and they reflected back to me that it was time to take care of the fortress of home. So I went back and I went back to the temple. The temple is the home, my body. And I went back into my martial arts training in another level because I knew if I didn't take care of my body, and I was just, you know, I was on the road 300 days a year eating restaurant food and, you know, getting chubby and getting sluggish and, you know, just all of that. So everything I'm telling you is I'm telling you from my own experience. Wow.
But that's why it's so powerful. Like, that's why you got me glued to my screen right now, is because I'm hearing you and it's sinking in. I'm to not just me, probably the listeners are going to have the same experience. And that's what makes you so unique, Satya. Now, why I'm appreciating you right now even more is the fact that you showed your vulnerability, and it really is just, it's amazing. Like, that's powerful.
You know, because my family has been in business for so many years, I never got a, you know, my dad was a serial businessman. It's only now in his 70s, we're enjoying time together, right? He's retired. But before, he was working all day long, 7 days a week, right?
Wow.
And for good reasons, you know, coming from that immigrant mindset and, hey, let's take care of my family. But we're in a new generation now. You know, I've learned, we're in a new generation. So my philosophy now is the philosophy of equilibrium. And paradoxically, in faith, family, finance, and fitness, I've got way more than one can imagine. I'm not going to brag here, but I will brag here. I feel like I'm the richest man on the planet because not only do I have financial abundance, literally I have, my days are wide open and spacious. I get to train after this interview with, a world champion Brazilian jiu-jitsu master, you know, at our dojo on our property.
Wow. So,
and with my son, I get to share this with my son, who's a competitive Brazilian jiu-jitsu student. So the wealth is multi-spectrum. Success is multi-spectrum. And we must discipline ourselves as successful people who are on the road to our success to have faith, family, finance, and fitness. I learned these four from one of my business mentors, Kevin Nations, and he emphasized that the thread of these is what makes a whole way of being. And we've heard this, you know, the wheel of life for many ways, right? This is just a simple form of it, right? But it's not just a philosophy. When we freaking live it and we actually do it, then we become freaking wealthy in a way that's unimaginable. And now I get to mentor multimillionaires. I get to mentor physicians, therapists, life coaches, business coaches, all accomplished. And they're adopting and absorbing this same principle, and they're seeing the same thing. They're like, I can't believe that spending more time with my family, loving my body, getting in touch with my spiritual center is making my business grow. They thought it wouldn't. They thought it wouldn't, and that's why they didn't invest in it. But now that they know it can, because they needed a push from me, no, hey, listen, you're wacky here. I want you to spend, we need to carve out time for your family. Okay, now we need to carve out time for you to go on dates with your lady. We need to, and I hold them to it, right? I hold them to it and I keep them on track. Or for example, there's guys who are really focused on it's 90% is on finances. So we just reorient that. And then we don't take the focus of finance. We find a way to do it taking the path of least resistance. So I help re-architecture the business design so that the output is way better for usually 1/5, 1/10 the amount of energy investment. But you can't see it when you're in your own shoes. Just like I'm in jiu-jitsu, I can't tell that my moves are very big and onerous and gross and expending so much. Whereas my mentor can say, hey, no, just move it this way. And I'm like, the person falls off me.
Wow.
It's the same. And I think that same martial approach we can apply to all aspects of our life. And hey, listen, my wife's way happier because of it, because I get to be here. I get to be a loving father, and I get to be this dashing husband for her, right?
That is such an interesting insight. Like, wow, just the fact that those four areas, those four facets are so important and simple, but yet the way you kind of approach it is so unique. And I love that. It's very unique. And this is all stuff, probably all your programs as well, right?
Yes, it's all embedded in all of that.
Wow. Well, let's go on the next series of questions there for you, Satin. It's called the Peak Five Questions.
Yes.
So the first question we have for you, which I know you probably have an answer multiple on this one. Do you have a coach or someone of influence or a mentor in your life right now?
Oh, yes. A few of them.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably have like five or six.
I do. I have, my martial art mentors.
Yep.
I've got spiritual mentors. Those are the two main areas of my life that I have mentors in. And I have guides in health as well.
Yeah.
You know, these areas of faith, family, finance, fitness, I have a mentor in each one of those.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I continue to search out for them. I look for searching. I try to find who's the best, who's the top, who's living it, not who's the biggest on the internet. I don't look at who's the most famous. I like to look at who's living it, who's in the state of equilibrium, who has the transmission of truth of it rather than the blah, blah, blah of it.
Okay, here's a question I have for you on mentors. Okay, so I actually had never even thought of this question until you've just mentioned all this. Have you ever had times in your life where you have a mentor and you feel that mentor is not really serving you anymore?
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how do you know that? How do you find that out?
Well, you know, it's a tricky one because they could be telling you, they could be guiding you, advising you, supporting you, but it's something that you're resistant and you're not doing it. And so you're looking for someone else to give you another answer so you don't have to do the shit.
Right.
If you're looking for a mentor, if your mentor is guide or coach is guiding you to take actions, they're probably a kick-ass mentor. And if you're feeling resistant towards it, or you feel like I'm going to have to change if I engage, I'm going to actually have to up-level, that's the mentor you want. The one that slightly scares you, the one that makes you feel you're on your edge, the one that demands that you're on your edge. I'm not into so much mentors that are just, oh, that's great. I'm not into coddling. So if there's a coach that's coddling and not, and I'm not feeling I'm living at my edge, then I've moved on from them, you know?
Gotcha. That's really good advice. Really good. Number two, Satyan, is what is the most influential book you've read?
Whoa, wow.
Probably at like 10.
Wow. Can I give you some top three?
Yeah, please.
Okay. First one is Infinite Self by one of my close teachers and mentors for many years. He's passed on now. Stuart Weil. Infinite Self. And Stuart Weil was the mentor to Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer. He was teaching many of these guys back in the day. And I was blessed to have him as my teacher for many, many years. So Stuart Weil's book called Infinite Self. That's a beautiful one. Another book is either two books from this author, another one of my mentors, David Deida, David, D-E-I-D-A. And he's got two great books. One's called The Way of the Superior Man. And another one is called Blue Truth. I carry Blue Truth with me almost everywhere I go.
Wow, those are, I've only heard of Stuart Wild. I've never heard of David Deida before.
David Deida is a master in the realm of sacred sexuality and relationships.
Wow.
He's been my wife and I's mentor for many years, and that's his specialty. He's creating relationships that are based in spirit, where we can find God and truth and ecstasy through our sexual life with our partners.
Very. Wow. So David, sorry, it's David Deida.
No. Yes, Deida, D-E-I-D-A. So those would be the three I recommend from two authors.
Wow. And do you have any of your books as well, Satyan?
I have a book called Living Ecstasy, but it's going to be reprinted. It's not out as yet again.
Okay.
And I have a new book coming out soon, a small little reader that you can take anywhere, and that's called The Path of the Warrior Sage. So, but that's not out yet. I'll let you know what it is, all right?
Please do. I'll promote that for you for sure. Question number three, what's your most influential quote?
Can I extend it from a quote to a little saying?
Sure.
It goes like this. It's my martial arts teachers taught me this. My kung fu teacher taught me. He goes, I would rather, and it's called the teacher's creed. And I call it the warrior sage creed. I would rather see an example than to hear one any day. I would rather one could walk with me than merely tell the way. For the eyes are better pupils, more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, yet example is always clear. I can watch your life in action, yet your tongue too fast may run. I can soon learn how to do it, if I only seen it done. For best of all, the leaders are the ones who live their creed. For seeing good in action is what everybody needs. I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, yet there's no misunderstanding of how you act and how you live.
You have that memorized. That's pretty good.
It was required memorization for me when I was 12.
Wow.
And so it's been close to my heart ever since, getting across the principle of be the demonstration, as Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world.
You've just taken the podcast question to the next level, Satyan. No one's ever told me that. That's pretty darn good, I got to say. Wow, love it. Well, question number four, if you could tell your 20-year-old self one thing, what would that be?
Create equilibrium. Make that my value, highest value. Not just one area, faith, finance, fitness. Have equilibrium be my highest value, then all of it will rise up. That's what I would tell my 20-year-old self for sure.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Okay, the last question for you is, if you could contribute something to the world that you haven't already contributed yet, what would that be?
It's in the works. And what it is a Jedi training school for youth. Jedi Warrior Sage Training School. I'm with my, we're in the works of creating a traveling band of students where we take them to, like I did, where we study with different mentors and masters. And that's something that's in the works we're creating.
So a Jedi training school.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. And when do you plan having that into fruition?
That's probably next year we're going to start putting that out.
That's interesting.
And that'll be for youth.
What age category?
Usually teens.
Okay. Wow.
Teens, but teens whose parents are willing to say, okay, here's my kid for a year. Go, you know, and they'll go to the most exotic experiences, profound experiences, and learn really. You know, these Fs that I talked about, faith, family, finance, they're going to learn and be mentored by the top in the world in those areas.
So it's actually going to be almost a school with like yourself and probably your wife heading that, but you're going to have other mentors a part of that as well.
All
of
it, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. In BC?
We're going to make it so that people from all over the world can come.
That's going to be exciting. Please keep us in the loop for that one. Okay. That sounds exciting.
Well, it's like a warrior sage. It's everything I wanted to learn as a youth that I had to find out myself, that there was no one else having it underneath an umbrella and having it with integrity. It's something that I had to put together on my own. And just like, you know, Napoleon Hill went out and studied with the most brilliant minds of his day. His mentor said, look, go out and you got to absorb what these great wisdom keepers have. Why do they? And ask them what made it. So in that same tradition, it's going to be like that.
Is it going to be online, or are you going to have them actually come into like a physical gathering?
Physical. We're going to take, we're going to be taking 10 youth and having them with my team travel for a year, live with us.
That's incredible. That is pretty innovative. Wow. Nice work, Satyen. Wow.
Yeah. That's been a dream of mine for many years.
Wow.
It's not it's a nonprofit. It'll be just sponsored and created by visionaries who see that the youth need this multi-spectrum approach. And there are some families and youth who are ready for that level of immersion and that level of intentionality, you know, and to become the next leaders.
Totally. Conscious leaders.
Exactly.
As Satyen Raja says, eh?
Yeah.
I love it. Well, it's been a real, real pleasure to have you. And I got to say, you dove into areas. I got literally, man, a lot of notes on this page here, Satyen. Plus, I'll be listening to this interview probably about 5 or 6 times, just absorbing what you've talked about. So I want to say thank you, first off.
You're most welcome, Matthew. And everyone listening too, I want to thank you for your receptivity. And if you've got any questions, feel free to find me on Facebook and my website, warriorsage.com. And feel free to ask any questions or connect and reach out. I love connecting with people who have an interest in growing themselves.
Well, Satyen, it's been very obvious that, you know, you have that strong passion to help people and contribute at another level. And man, you go to your website and the people you've helped and supported is just endless. So I really just want to say how honored I am to have you on this interview. So thank you very much. And listeners, please, guys, share this episode, guys, and get it out here, because it's impacted me and it's going to impact a lot more people when people hear his message. And go to his programs, go to warriorsage.com, check him out on Facebook, and you're definitely going to get a lot more than you bargained for when you go to Satyen Raja, guys. So thank you guys for your time and wishing everybody an epic day.
Awesome.
All right, Peak Mindset Powerhouses, thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Not often do I get to interview such a unique mix of talent. From a lifetime black belt martial artist to a master in healing and consciousness in raising modalities to coaching CEOs, leaders, and high-level entrepreneurs to a plethora of much more. He's the teacher for those seeking real change. Not just surface change, but deep inner transformation. His Warrior Sage company has impacted tens of thousands of lives over 3 decades. Truly remarkable leaders such as Harv Eker have sought his counsel and advisory. But as I'm sure you guys felt in this interview as I did, he's a very down-to-earth, truly enlightened, authentic individual and teacher. A big thank you goes out to Satyen for his time and coming on the show. If you guys enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and use the link matthewpark.com/031-Satyen-Raja/. If you're new to the show or regular listener, thank you for tuning in and all of your support. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review at iTunes, as those reviews help us to rank higher so we can impact and touch as many lives as possible. Are you looking to dramatically increase the productivity in your day? It all starts with your morning routine. I took a step back and listened closely to what listeners and clients of mine needed the most, so I created it. It's called The Perfect Morning Routine for Ultimate Productivity, and it's free. Head over to matthewpark.com and grab your copy today. Until next time, I'm wishing all you guys an epic day, and don't forget to take your mind where it's never been before. Next episode, we get empowered with fitness sensation Miss Heidi Cannon, who made a public declaration that her cooking show would be going live on national television by September 2017. You guys don't want to miss this one.